when I came here to Wisconsin, I really wanted to take advantage of what was going on around me. And there was Richie Davidson and all this amazing work on emotions. The other big influence when I first came here was brain imaging. And my paper, I mean, it's got one of those corny titles now, neural correlates of, that everybody's like, we don't need another paper called neural correlates of. But I mean, to my whatever, it was, you know, when there weren't a lot of neural correlates of. But that was influenced by coming here and having access. And what a lot of people don't realize is that that was one of the first functional imaging studies in our psychology department. I think most people think it was Richie or someone else, but it was me saying, will this tell me anything that I don't already know from my behavioral studies? Is there a mechanism here that I could observe? And I remember designing that study and talking to medical physicists, and, you know, I'm a psycholinguist, we're trained as a psycholinguist, and we don't just have, like, you know, experimental condition and a control condition. You have things counterbalanced, and you don't just have people read sentences and then just sit in the scanner. You have people read one type of sentences or another type of sentences. And that, they were just blown away by that. They just said, it's never going to work. You will not see anything if you do that. And so our compromise was, why don't we do it both ways? Why don't we have people read A types of sentences and versus, you know, control task, which maybe was finger tapping or something, I can't remember, and B types of sentences in a control task, and then let's let A and B type of sentences go head to head. If we don't find anything, we don't find anything, but please let me do that. And we did, and we did find something, but that was not the way people were doing fMRI at all during that time. And that, I think, well, I was driven to that by being a language, like, you know, you just never would have studied language by looking at A types of sentences, nothing, and B types of sentences, nothing, and two between subject designs, you know, just wouldn't. I mean, always put, back then, we still, no one was talking about the small N, but it was bothering me. I was used to running, if you can look back at my, you know, even my studies from the 80s, had at least 30 people per material set, and this was all within subject design. My rule of thumb was always at least 30 people and at least 30 items per material set. You just weren't going to get those kinds of numbers in imaging. And so that's one of the reasons why I didn't really stick with it as much. No one was talking about that being a problem. It just didn't feel right to me. Now, people like Russ Poldrock are talking about the problem with N in imaging studies. But no one was talking about that then. It just didn't fit well for me. It didn't, the low N and the fact that most studies were not within subject designs. It was hard to do within subject design. You had to block, you had to, you know, I granted, it was not, oh yeah, you can just do it, nobody's thinking about doing it. It was hard.